morning. Yes, it's time for Moments of Melody again. A minister was conversing with a man who professed to be a real Christian. "Have you united with the church?" he asked him. "No, the dying thief never united with the church, and he went to heaven," was the answer. "Well, have you ever sat at the Lord's table?" "No, the dying thief never, and he was accepted." The minister went on, "Well, have you ever given money to missions?" The answer, "No, the dying thief didn't, and he was not judged for it." "Well, my friend," said the minister, "the difference between you two seems to be that he was a dying thief, and you're a living thief."
What shall I give thee, Master, thou who didst die for me? Shall I give less of what I possess, or shall I give all to thee? Jesus, my Lord and Savior, thou hast given all for me. Thou didst leave thy throne above to die on Calvary. What shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast given all for me.
Jesus said to his disciples in the hearing of all the people, "Beware of the scribes who enjoy walking in long robes and love to have their hands kissed in the marketplace, and to take the first seats of the synagogues and the chief places at feasts, who swallow up the property of widows under cover of their long prayers. Their sentence will be all the heavier for that." And he looked up and saw the rich folk putting in their gifts into the treasury. He saw also one poor widow who put in 2 mites. Thereupon he said, "Believe me, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. The others all make an offering to God out of what they had to spare. She, with so little to give, put in her whole livelihood." Go break to the needy, sweet charity's bread. "For giving is living," the angel said. "And must I be giving again and again?" my peevish and pitiless answer ran. "Oh no," said the angel, piercing me through. "Just give till the master stops giving to you."